Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours.
Welcome back to the Bad Attitude Podcast, where we document the creative prowess behind local VCU artists. I'm your host, Brett Coleman, and on this episode, we're continuing our conversation with Max Biscar about Aphex Twin, his music writing process, and his ambitions to continue art no matter the form after graduation. Bad Attitude is exclusively a product of VCU's Revoice Network. Go check out other shows like Common Talk and Podline to get more Revoice content. In this episode, I took some time to focus more on Max's inspirations and how they influence him. Last episode, hearing Max go in depth about his philosophy of automatic drawing was really eye-opening from a creative standpoint. We got Max here today, and I'll let him introduce himself.
Hello, I'm Max. I'm a junior in KI. I like to draw. I like to make music and stuff.
What is your writing process when creating music? What signal flow is important for your process, and how are your ideas transformed to sound?
I make music in hardware. I don't write music on a DAW. I will write music in on my tracker or whatever, and then I'll record it into a DAW, and then maybe use some external effects or effects in the DAW, like some VSTs or whatever. Like the nature of techno, which is like kind of repetitive, but not boring. It's not like the boring techno that you might be very disappointed at when you go to a show or something.
If you could pick one album that is perfect in your eyes, what would it be? And if you could pick another album that invokes nostalgia to you, what would it be?
Perfect album. There's a lot of Aphex Twin albums, a lot of that music, because he's my favorite. I would say the perfect album, probably Analog Bubble Bath 5. I love that album so much, so deeply. Yeah, Analog Bubble Bath 5 is probably a perfect album in my eyes.
I just like to make music. I don't like to really sort of talk about it much, which is why interviews are sort of quite difficult, especially for electronic music, because I don't think it's the sort of nature of electronic music. It isn't meant to be talked about, really. And whereas like rock music and music with lyrics, basically, is more sort of directed towards, you know, you can talk about it and stuff because songs have got meanings and stuff, whereas electronic music's more abstract, and this sort of, I think it sort of undermines it when you start talking about it, really. You know, because like all my friends listen to electronic music, but we don't really sit around and talk about it, you know, we just listen to it.
Yeah, like there's so much modulation going on under the surface that you might not notice at first, and then upon a second listen, you hear it, and then you are like, oh, that's why it made me feel this way. Yeah, Aphex Twin and surrounding music, but like I do have like sort of an obsession with Aphex Twin music, so it's sometimes it's just him for like weeks and weeks on end. I would say nostalgic album. I always forget the name. I think it's called From the Heart. It's just one of those albums that you discover during lockdown and you just can't stop listening to because of whatever reason, it just sticks.
Yeah, I feel like everyone has that album for COVID, all the time spent inside. You kind of just don't really have much other to do than like gravitate towards music.
Definitely, I think of myself more as an analog artist, just because I like the tactileness of it all. And in an ideal world, I would just have all of the physical machinery, you know, if I had tens and tens of thousands of dollars, but that's just not the reality of it. So I want to get more into like digital production, like writing music in a DAW. But I also find it really hard to focus on that sort of stuff.
Electronic music is one of the most unique ways of musical expression because of how direct but also foreign the experience is. Electronic music has evolved into such an important way of music, but also creating new pieces of technology that make the collaboration more in-depth. Seeing how an early stage piece of electronic equipment slowly changed not only music, but the way music is made in general shows the benefits of digital gear. When comparing a piece of analog and digital gear, each have their own thing going for them. Analog does a better job of storing data and can be seen as more efficient at times, unlike digital. For example, a 4-track cassette recorder has a straightforward application to the recording process, and it also adds a warm feeling to the mix by using analog tape that is being processed and stored. But digital, however, can be seen as more convenient and more modern in the music industry. Especially in today's music industry, all you need is a computer, and you can easily make digital music that sounds very clean. For example, using a digital audio workstation, the software does most of the troubleshooting for you. Is one better than the other per se though? No. But do you have certain applications that give better results at times? Of course. People using hardware that they really care for makes their music seem more fleshed out and respected in a sense. Max does this through his Polyend tracker that he played on last episode's Artistic Showcase. This piece of gear gives you the ease of recording digitally, but with the benefit of working on it analog with buttons and controls. And lastly, what goals do you seek to accomplish through this craft and also through your major of kinetic imaging?
I definitely have a few like long-term goals. I think I want to continue to just make music and get really good at it and hone in on what my sound is. I guess career-wise, I want to get into the world of sound production. I don't know, it could be anything. I just want a job related to sound. If I could have a career in that, it'd be awesome. Yeah, I guess I kind of just want to keep making art and keep growing. I tend to see how my art evolves, and it just makes me really happy. And like, if I can keep doing that for the rest of my life, then I will be happy. I will be satisfied.
I definitely feel the same way. Like, audio is very interesting, like, has such a huge field to work in, but also, like, still pursuing art and creativity is such a good outlet. Like, through our whole lives, it's, like, the creativity we need. Well, thank you so much for being the first guest on season 2 of Bad Attitude. Thank you so much, Max.
Thank you very much, Brett. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to episode 2 of season 2. This finishes up our conversation with Max Biscar. Feel free to go check out his music and art on his Instagram at BSCRR. He is really creating something special. Are you an artist or a musician at VCU? Well, reach out to us on Instagram at badattitude_revoice. Please reach out to us and let us know if you want to be interviewed. Stay tuned for next week's episode where we sit down with Comm Arts major Cooper Ludwig and discuss 2D animation and his band Handsome Grandson.